Welcome to the Don't Be a Sitting Duck podcast. In a world full of cyber threats, we're here to help you stay informed, stay proactive, and don't be a sitting duck to cybercrime. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Don't Be a Sitting Duck podcast, where we help businesses stay ahead of threats before they become disasters. I'm Lee Kefford, and today we're bringing you a special Take Caution episode. If you're in North Queensland, you already know the cyclone season upon us, and forecasts indicate a developing low system that could impact the region soon. In this episode, we'll discuss the critical steps you need to take if a cyclone forms or during cyclone season to protect your business technology, data, and operations. Let's get started. If a cyclone is forming or you're in the middle of a cyclone season, take these crucial steps. Backup critical data. Ensure your latest backups are stored off-site or in the cloud and that you can restore them if needed. Power down non-essential equipment. Protect your hardware from power surges by turning off or unplugging non-essential devices before the storm arrives. Charge all backup batteries and devices. Charge laptops, mobile phones, and any other portable power banks. And test the uninterrupted power supply devices to confirm they're working. Secure your physical equipment. Move key IT infrastructure away from potential flood areas and cover devices with waterproof materials. Keeping your team connected is critical in any disaster. Ensure your team knows the emergency plan. Distribute key contacts, backup procedures, and emergency protocols in advance. Cloud-based communication tools are ready. Platforms like Microsoft Teams, Zoom, or Slack ensure you can stay in touch even if the office is offline. Emergency IT support contact details are accessible. Know how to reach your IT provider in case of service disruptions. Cyber criminals love chaos, and natural disasters are prime target for scams. Be aware of phishing scams and fake disaster relief emails. Hackers will try and trick you into clicking malicious links under the guise of emergency updates or donations. Compromise remote access. Ensure VPNs and multi-factor authentication, MFA, are active for remote logins. Physical device security. If staff take devices home, remind them to lock down access in case of theft or loss. After the storm passes, don't rush back online without checking network integrity. Ensure internet connections and servers are fully operational before restoring normal business. Data recovery and system testing. Run system diagnostic and verify backups were successful before fully resuming operation. Incident debrief. Identify what worked, what didn't, and what improvements can be made for future. That's all for this short special Take Caution episode. If you're in North Queensland, take these steps when a cyclone is forming or during the current season to protect your business before the storm hits. For more resources, visit the Disaster Resources Hub at nationalpc.com.au. Stay safe, stay prepared, and don't be a sitting duck.